There's a famous saying by Rav Yeshua, known as the Christ or the Anointed One. He certainly was an Anointed One. Anointed with what? With the only begotten Spirit of God, the one ray of light that knows itself to be one with the Father. Are you anointed with that? With that vibrational frequency of knowledge? So he said, let thine eye be single. Let thine eye be single, and thou shalt be filled with light. And even more will perceive directly the kingdom of heaven here and now. What does it mean for your eye to be single? It means to perceive non-duality, doesn't it? To perceive directly the oneness that unites sameness and difference. You know, David Bohm, the great physicist, he didn't go far enough. His map declared that there is an explicate order of reality, all of this, and an implicate order. An implicate order. What does the implicate order mean? It means an intelligence that contains all of the information of the entire universe as a single thought. The entirety of the complexity of the cosmos reduced to absolute simplicity. An intelligence that comprehends everything immediately without language, without logic, without an effort to come to recognize, with no need to grow, to expand, because always, always, the self is boundless and all-encompassing. The eye of Shiva, the eye of Horus, the eye of the self that is one, is without an I thought. So the ego is not a single I thought. The ego is a collection of fragments of self-images and superego images and images of objects of desire and of fear and entire matrices of narrative fantasies that are collected in the basement of the subconscious levels below the sensor. So the conscious mind will not know what's going on in those other levels. And the I that is single has eliminated all of that chaos of identity struggle that becomes expressed in the explicate order as a world at war, in chaos, in corruption, in devastation, in dissolution. And so to repair the explicate order, we must return to the implicate order. But what David Bohm didn't understand is that this is the implicate order. They are not two. The explicate is simply a projection into apparent space and time of the information that the universe contains, which ultimately reveals that it has all along been nothing but God, and that you are that. But those little nodes of consciousness that are related only to the immediacy of the egoic narrative and short-lived history cannot understand the full scope of their being. And they remain stunted in their growth and their capacity to download the infinite wisdom and love and joy and power that is our birthright and our nature. So why cheat yourself any longer by living in a chaos of different egoic images, none of which are real, none of which are you, none of which are true? And find the real self that existed before the acquisition of any of those belief systems or introjections from the other or demands and abandonments and mistreatments and abuses, and that have created all of the defenses and all of the aggressivity and the paranoia and all of the limitation of consciousness that must get through that labyrinth and, like the salmon, leap over those obstacles to reach its origin, its spawning ground, its capacity to give rebirth to itself and to a new world that will be born of the rebirth of one who is also the many. It is this miracle of death and rebirth that we are going through consciously as yogis. And we must succeed in letting go of that which is born and will die in order to reclaim the birthless and the deathless self. It is a trade, an exchange of the finite for the infinite. And once you make that exchange, you realize that the finite includes the infinite, and no exchange happened at all, except an exchange of the locus of consciousness from samsara to nirvana. And then from the unity of both of those when the I is made single. And this achievement can only happen in the now, in true, pure presence, free of any interest in the future or in the past. Can you live now? Fully, without carrying the baggage of a history, and enter the mystery of what you really are. We are called to return to the unknowable self. That cannot be grasped until we have let go of the mind that wants to attain it. It is not attained through desire, but through love. Love that is pure and free of desire, because it is that love which is God itself. You are that love when you open your heart to allow yourself to know who you are. May you open that treasure chest of your heart and allow the light of love to divinize you and anoint you as a Christ consciousness, returning now to complete the job. May we reach that completion because we vowed to the Father and the Mother that they too can now be one. And all of the aspects of the self, transcendent and immanent, and all their conflicts can now be resolved. May you abide in that oneness, which is the great perfection, the great completion, the graduation from this alchemical task which we have been given by the Supreme One. Who can only know itself through you. And may you give yourself the ultimate prize of perceiving reality through the mind and heart of God. And know that ultimate beauty as yourself. May you know the sweet peace that comes of letting go of all constrictions, all boundaries, all closedness, all opaqueness, and the opening of every veil. And may you know the deeper, silent joy of the realization of what was behind that final veil. And enter again into union with that which has always been the holy grail of one's life's pursuit, and come to such peace that can never be disturbed. And may you know the supreme peace of realizing that you are the creator of all the veils, the obstacles, the illusions, the fantasies, the mythologies, the plot lines of the great theodrama of your own masterful imagination. And now bring that performance, that charitra, that theophany to its victorious climactic moment of revelation and self-redemption. For all.